Torah says, "Svarta lechem." Machuz Shabbos says the mitzvah in our Torah is first Omer. So there is a big discussion in the Gemara Maseches Benachos and Afsamach Vav about whether that mitzvah is a mitzvah in our Torah b'zman hazeh. So the Gemara definitely quotes one opinion that maintains that Svira today is Onim Midrabbanan, it's a Zeichel HaMikdosh, the reason being, because the Torah links it to the Korban Omer, there's no Korban Omer, there's no Svira Omer. So it's unclear in the Gemara whether that's the Maskana Se Gemara. The Gemara quotes one of the Amoraim, a Meimar, who would only count Yom and wouldn't count Shavuos, even though the Din is, you have to count both. The Gemara says, Beferish, it says in one place, Tisbru Chabishim Yom, in another place it says Shiva Shavuos, so Mitzvah Memne Yom, Mitzvah Memne Shavuay. So a Meimar would only count Yom, he didn't count Shavuos, because Zeichel HaMikdosh. But the Gemara says that all the other Amorim did count Shavuot. So the question is, what Nakuda did they argue on? So that was a big machlokes Taisa in the Rambam. So Taisa is on the spot, and Samach Vav Menachos assumes that everybody agrees Sfira is only Midraban and Bezman Hazeh. The machlokes Amorim was, should we count Shavuot or not? So a member claimed it's only Midraban, so therefore you don't have to do such a perfect replica of the Beis HaMikdash. Yom and Bialma, it's good enough, you don't have to do it perfect. And there's no need to count Shavuot. And the other Amorim said, no. That the takana was, we have to replicate the Beis HaMikdash exactly like they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we do count Yom and Shavuos. But Taisus argues that nobody held that it's deraisa. That's a given. That's poshut. Everybody in the sugya holds that it's only derabbanan. The machlekes is whether or not you count Shavuos. What's the nekudas of machlekes according to Taisus? Well, Amimu was lazy, so he couldn't say Shavuos. It was a big deal. What's the point exactly? Should he say Shavuos? Not just Shavuos. It's a very, very trivial machlekes. What's going on? So the Brisker Rav in his Chedushim on Menachos explains that the issue is really a very lomdish question. Whenever Chazal Masakei Mitzvahs or Zeichel HaMikdash, there's always a fundamental Chakira what the nature of those Takanas are. So you can understand Takanas or Zeichel HaMikdash in one of two ways. You can understand that basically Zeichel HaMikdash is the reason behind the Takana. What prompted Chazal to make the Mitzvah Derabbanan was the concern of Zeichel HaMikdash. But once they had the reason, then they instituted the Mitzvah Mid Derabbanan. It's called Sviras Omer Mid Derabbanan. Sviras Omer Deraisis was Ban HaMikdash. Sviras Omer Derabbanan is Shalom was Ban HaMikdash. So the reason for the Takana was Zeichel HaMikdash, but the Tzuras HaTakana is Mitzvah Sviras Omer. Well, maybe that's not the Pshat. Maybe the Pshat is that the Mitzvah of Sviras Omer is only Ban HaMikdash. We have a different mitzvah b'zman hazeh. The mitzvah is to remember Beis HaMikdash. So in theory, you can get up and have a kumzitz and talk about the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach, about kamsa bar kamsa. But Chazal wanted to be misaking that you should get to the point of Zeichel HaMikdash through a specific vehicle. So they borrowed the mitzvah of Sviras Omer that doesn't exist b'zman hazeh, not in the Torah, not in the Rabbanan. And they said that you should do a make-believe sphere. It's not a real sphere. It doesn't really count. No pun intended. It's not really a sphere. But you should do a make-believe sphere that should enable you to get to the point of Zeichel HaMikdash. But the etzva mitzvah, the guf ha-takona, is Zeichel HaMikdash. If that's the idea, says the Mishkrov, then it makes a lot of sense that we don't really have to replicate. There's no need to replicate the sphere. If the goal of Sfiras Omer b'zman hazeh is to fulfill the mitzvah Sfiras Omer mid derabbanan, that because of Zeichel HaMikdash, they did away with the din derais, and they now instituted a new mitzvah derabbanan called Sfiras Omer, but it's got to be Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer means Yom and Shavuos. But if the whole mitzvah is Zeichel HaMikdash and Svi was just Hechatim to get there, so it doesn't make any sense to make a complete replica. Meimah said, I'm not lazy. Meimah said, I just love this. It doesn't make any sense to do Svi Shavuos. I already accomplished whatever my goal was with the Svi's Yom. That's a famous word from the Brisker Rav. But Lamaisa, according to Tosfos, everyone agrees that Svi is only Derabbanan. The Rambam has a different shit. The Rambam has two different Musaf and Paskins that Svi's Yom is Deraisa. The Rambam says Beferish is Deraisa. How did the Rambam say it? The Gemara says, Hameimah says it's Zeichel HaMikdash. The Rambam obviously understood that all the other Rambam disagree that was good for the Nekudas of Machlokes, whether you count Shavuos or not. So we who postulate the Rabbanan to be Rav Ashi, all the other Rambam who counts Shavuos. So our minhag is like those opinions that maintain that Tachas Shavuos is Banazah is Deraisa. What is the Nekudas of Machlokes? Says in the Rambam, should Svir be Deraisa or Derabbanan? What's it based on? So the Parshim Shad is that it's a fundamental question. What is the relationship, a lack thereof, between the mitzvah sphere and the mitzvah akramas ha'omer? The Torah gives us two mitzvahs in Parshas Emor. One is the bringing of the omer, and one is the counting of the sphere. So Tosfos holds the two mitzvahs that tali zibizan. The Rambam seems to say that they're separate and distinct mitzvahs, nothing to do with each other. They happen to coincide. Coincidentally, they start the same day, but they're really separate b'chayim. That's a simple pshat. So Reb Chaim has a fancy beer. Reb Chaim said, no, it's not the beer. No. Reb Chaim said that the machlokes Taiz in the Rambam is a different part. That everybody agrees Yeah, Tzvirus Omer is linked to Korban Omer. How can you say that? The Torah says, Tzvirat Lechem, Mechazer, Yomav Yachas, Emetru, of course that to it. Shiva Shavuos Tach, Tisbach, Behov, Chemish, Bukom. The Torah says it black and white multiple times that the two mitzvahs are linked to one another. So Reb Chaim held the Reb Chaim claims the Ram held as follows. Let's say you live with Zman HaMikdosh and they ran out of barley that year. So they had barley crop. There's no barley. So you don't bring a Korban Omer. So you can tell me that Tzvirus Omer is the only Durabon in that year. And that's silly, says Reb Chaim. Obviously, the linkage to the korban means the possibility to bring a korban. You don't have to be foil after bringing a korban. You have to have a koyach to bring a korban. As long as you have the potential to bring a korban, so the mechayev of svira kicks in. So svira is almost the araisa, the potential of korban omer, not necessarily the actualization of korban omer. So that's what Reb Chaim says, the Ram is l'shita, so because the Ram is based on Bechira holds, you can bring korbanos b'zman hazeh. The Ram and Paskins, makriv rav pish ein bayis, because Kedush Rishon is kitchel yasin lovel, vis-a-vis Kedush the Mikdash Rishalayim. The Ram holds there's no reason you can't bring korbanos today. The only reason you can't bring korbanos today is, I tell you a story, Kohanim, Big Dekahuna, Maisloch, the Mizbeach, the politics, I give you a half a dozen reasons why we don't bring korbanos today, but those are all, that's like the barley, that's like a bad harvest of barley in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Those are technicalities. But Bikaron, the Efsharut to bring a carbon exists, and therefore the Rambam holds the Shittasai, if there's a possibility to bring carbon ha'omer, then that's enough to kick in the midst of their isosphere. So no matter how you slice it, whether you say like the old way, the conventional wisdom, that the Rambam holds that the two mitzvahs are takanat toli zebizep, or whether you say like Reb Chaim, that the toli zebizep, the toli on potential non-actualization, Lamaisa Tais the Rambam of Machloikis. So my left of two kids. So the Raisa the Rabbanim. What's the difference? So Tosis writes on the spot. Menachas Abachvav. What the difference is? Tosis writes. You're allowed to count during Ben Hashmashos. So Tosis makes a few assumptions. Tosis says Sfira is only the Rabbanim Bizman. Everyone holds that way, and therefore Ben Hashmashos. Suffered the Rabbanim Lekuli. You're allowed to count Sfira Lechetchila during Ben Hashmashos. So the Sfasema says a kash in that Tosis. The Sfasema says even if Tosis is right, you can be Yotzei Ben Hashmashos. How can you make a bracha? It's fake enough. It's still suffering. So suffering brachas lahakol. We should let you do the mitzvah without reciting a bracha. That's achi and svasemen. So the chayra, the answer is as follows: that toisus bali toisus hold that not only yaitze ben hashmashos, there's nothing wrong with counting ben hashmashos. The Ran on the spot asks the kashin against the Ran in Imsachim. Quotes the Tosfos and says, it doesn't make any sense. The Ran says, Sveikin the Rabbanon Lekulu means after the fact. And by mistake, I did a mitzvah to ben hashmashos. I said, the Rabbanon, second say, Sveikin the Rabbanon Lekulu is yaitze. But Mehecha Teis, you can create a suffix to Rabbanon Lekulu Lechetchila. So there's a very important machlokes here between Tosfos and the Ran. The Tosfos is assuming that it's mutl chetchila to count Sfira during Ben Hashmashos. You're allowed to live your life based on Sveikin Rabban Lekula, and the Ran says you're not allowed. What's the Nekudas of machlokes? So there's a lamda shechakira. What's the nature of Sveikin Rabban Lekula? What is this all about? Mishnayos, Gemaras, throughout Shas say Sveikin Rabban Lekula. What's pshat in that din? So you can understand that in one of two ways. You can understand that it's a cooler that Chazal built into the system. Hey, mom, hey, mom. Chazal said to do mitzvah d'rabban. And they said, oh, we don't want to drive you crazy. So let's fake a d'rabban l'kula. So we shrug off and we say, no, it's not a d'rabban anyway. It's a big deal. We risk it. Does it mean that you're yaitse the mitzvah turns vaz? Let's say I do a mitzvah invoking the vehicle of fake d'rabban l'kula. Does it mean that I'm sure that I'm yaitse? No, I don't know whether I'm yaitse. But you're allowed to live risky. You know, there are ices you can't live risky, but there are ones you can live risky. So that's one way of understanding the mechanics of Sveikin Rabban Lekula. Well, maybe that's not the Shabbat Chal. Maybe Sveikin Rabban Lekula means that the Chavim are misakin, that this is a perfectly valid, legitimate way of performing mitzvahs. You can live your life. The world of the Rabbanan, Sveikas are built into the Dirim of the Rabbanan. When you do a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, derech Sofek, it's as good as the guy who does derech Vada. According to the first Tzad, it's not as good. The guy who does derech Vada is for sure Yotzei. The guy who does derech Sofek is living his life risky when it comes to the Olamah. So Chosh Baruch Hu give him a green light because it was only derech Vada anyway. But was he really Yotzei the mitzvah? Maybe, yeah, maybe no. But if you go down the second route, so he was Yotzei, but there's Vada. Kachtik the Chacham, that is Sveikin Rabbanan, is a valid approach to fulfilling mitzvahs the Rabbanan. So the Chari, that's the give and take that Sfasem is having against Tosfos. Tosfos says that not only are you allowed to do Svira, the Rabbanan, the Kula, Tosfos holds the Yotzei with Teres Vaday. If Tosfos didn't hold the Yotzei with Teres Vaday, then the Ram would be right. You can't do it L'chachila. So the Machlaikis, the Tosfos and the Ram is goof with the Stakuda. The Ram holds Sveikta B'Kula as a Shvachavor. It's a Kula, but the Yavish, Asachach, you goofed, you messed up, all right, the Zoldai, you don't have to count again. But L'chachila, to go ahead and live your life based on Sveikta B'Kula, the Ram holds that's not right. Sveikta B'Kula is not a Het to B'Teres Vaday. But Tosfos L'Shitosim, who held that it is a Het to B'Teres Vaday, that's why you can do L'chachila. That's why Tosfos wasn't bothered with the Sfasemis Kasha. So Sfasemis is asking a Kasha based on a Hanoch of the Ram against the Tosfos, who was clearly disagreed with the Ram.
There's a question about counting Ben Hashmashos of the previous day or the upcoming
day? The upcoming day. It would be the same Shal, but counting the last day also, yeah. So, but the Rambam doesn't mind any of this stuff because the Rambam holds that Sfira is the Raisa. So, if Adi can be, I'd say, Misafik, you would have to count when it's Vane Lailam. So, there are three possibilities in Rishonim. What I take is on Benesh Marshas. So either you go down the root of Tois, it's fine in Chetchila. You go down the root of the Ran, that's good with the Evid. Or go down the root of the Rambam, it's not even good with the Evid. Misafik, you'd have to count the second time around. So, how do we pass in Halacha? So, Lechersh, wait to say, what are you rushing for? So, Shulchan Aruch concedes, he quotes from Rishonim who say that sometimes we're afraid, because very often they used to daven Ma'ariv early in the Shul, it was the first Tois in Barachas of days. They would daven Ma'ariv early, so they wanted to count Sfira before people went home, because they were afraid if people were going to go home, no one was going to remember to count Sfira. So, the practice in Europe was, they would count Sfira during Benesh Marshas. So, Shulchan Aruch writes that if you're afraid you're going to forget Sfira later, you should count Benesh Marshas, at least be suffering, at least rely on Shitas Atoises. Presumably, that's saying, I know he's not going to forget. How does he know he's not going to forget? Today he's got 16 different apps going off and he's got emails coming to him and texts going to him. He's getting it bombarded in 15,000 different ways, alarms to remind him to count Sfira. Mustafa, he's not going to forget to count Sfira. So we have a better track. He's got a Sfira Omer calendar. He's got a pillowcase that has 49 pictures on it. He's got whatever different eights that's going to remind him to count Sfira. So such a person is never going to forget. So he's not going to forget. So Mustafa, we should wait to count the Chilwash, we should count the Yevit. Tosis has a fascinating line. Tosis writes in Menachas Amavav that maybe you should count Sfira, maybe on Yom. Maybe it's better to count before Shkia also. Why? Where did that come from? So Tosis writes that the Gemara says in Maseches Menachas you're supposed to count Sfira at night, not in the daytime, because of Tamimos. It's Machlekes Rishonim, but that's Ma'akim Adi Evid or not. But for sure, Lechatchila, you're supposed to count Balayla, because that's more time. If you count 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you're only chopping the last couple of hours of the day is counted. If you count 9 o'clock the night before, then you're counting the whole unit. So Tosfos understood that that din of Tmimos not only prefers the night of the day, is actually a hiddur within the night itself. If you have a choice between davening at the 10 o'clock Ma'ariv or 11 o'clock Ma'ariv, so Tosfos sounds like you should daven at 10 o'clock Ma'ariv. Not because of those reasons, because that's a greater kiyum of Tmimos. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's nachlok. Ma'ariv says, no, nobody, we don't really hold that way. But Tosfos had such an idea. Then Tosfos says, if you're going to wait until Tzeis Kechavim to count, then you lost the utmost of Tmimos. So Tosfos writes, it's better to count during Benesh Marshas. Then Tosfos throws in a line and says, it's better to count before Benesh Marshas. It's better to count maybe on Yom, because then you get the ultimate Tmimos. So the Avraham has a cash in the Tosfos. The Avraham says, what do you mean it's better to count before? It's not today yet. I'll make it the most Tmimos possible. I'll count today. So a week before Pesach, I'll count every single night now. That way, when the day comes, it'll be Yom Tamim. So what does Tosfos mean? It's better to count before Shkia. So the Avraham works very hard at that Tosfos. What the more Tosfos, but my Tosfos says beferish. So I'll tell you a good story. I don't know whether you remember everything I tell you the whole year, but this story you'll remember. You remember the story, maybe you remember this text also. It may help you in your Shidduchim days. So this goes back many, many moons ago. So I went out with a girl, and I went to pick her up on the first date. So her father was there. Her father was a very, very fine Talmid Chacham. So it was around, I don't remember, it was during Sfira Omer, I think it was right after Shavuot, whatever it was. I don't know, somehow, this Gagwa Dvarim in those first 3 minutes that I was talking to the father, the girl came down, something came about Sfira Omer. I don't know, he asked me something, wanted to hear, I guess that was my machine. He wanted to give me a fahir about something about Sfira Omer. So this Gagwa Dvarim, we started to talk, and I said to him, according to that Tosfos in Menachas, in Kamp and Ashmashas, and Tosfos, the Chiddush, you can give me Kamp and Biyot Yom, the Chiddush. So I said something. So he stopped me on the spot. He was a rabbi. He said, well, Tosfos says you can count lechatchila before Shkia. I said, yeah, it's very hard, Tosfos. But Tosfos says, it says. So he said to me, something, I can't believe it. Where's it? Come on. Tosfos really says that? I said, yeah. So he said, no, I can't be Tosfos. It was like a very, very uncomfortable situation. Like, Tosfos says it, you know, but and I want to go out with a grub, and I have to try to think about the Tosfos. So he said, show me the Tosfos. You can imagine the scene. I take a big Gemara off the shelf. I open the Torah. It says a black and white. It says you count lechatchila before Shkia. So he was amazed that it was this chadash that Tosfos existed. That's the only thing I remember from the day. When I met my wife, I met my father for the first time. He did not ask me about Tosfos Menachas Amukvam. He had other things to ask me about. That wasn't on the agenda. So anyway, so in case anyone asks that cash, you can tell me to Tosfos and Amukvam. Okay, fine. So. Lemaisa, you're supposed to count Balayla, not really supposed to count Bayom. The Rishonim have Machloikis. What if a person forgot to count Balayla? Would you still count with the Evid Bayom? So the Rishonim, right, Misafik, we're not sure what the din is. So therefore, you should count without a bracha. That's what I practice. If a guy forgot to count by night, if he counts the next day, albeit without a bracha. The Gemara learns out that you have to count at night and count just in the daytime for the word Tamimus. So in Chazal itself, that's the only place that Tamimus appears in terms of night versus day. So Tosfos quotes for the famous sheet from the Malach Skedelis, most popular sheet in all Sfira Omer, that most Rishonim say is not even right, but the Tosfos quotes from the Malach Skedelis, that if you miss a day of Sviras, you're not, you know, the whole mitzvah's gone, you lost, you blew it. Why? Because Tamimus Ksiv. Because it has to be a Tamimus take account, and therefore the whole thing is gone, goodbye. So Taisus writes, that same Taisus, the bottom of that Taisus, well, Menachas, Taisus quotes the Bahag, and then they say, Redivri Tebehu. They say it's a wonder to say such a thing. It's a pillow plum to say such a thing. The Rambam doesn't even quote it. So Rubin Rishonim either didn't quote it or thought it wasn't right. But somehow Shulchan Aruch, it was accepted as a suffix. So we assume, the later Paskim, right, we assume that it's the Sfeikel and Afka. Rishonim had a tremendous derecherets for the Baluchas Gedolos. Tosfos writes in many, very often about the Baal HaKadosh, that called the Rav Divrei Kabbalah, that he was much early, he was hundreds of years before the Baal HaTosfos, so he had a direct Kabbalah back to the Goyim, to the Sabarim, to the Amorim, he called the Rav Divrei Kabbalah, except when they disagree with him. So this is one of the examples where they disagree with him. They had such derech eretz for the Baal HaKadosh, but nobody knew who wrote it. That was the problem. It was Machlekes Rishonim who actually wrote the Sefer. So some Rishonim said it was written by Rav Yehudai Gaon, and another Rishonim said it was written by Rav Shimon Kaira. So if it was written by Rav Yehudai Gaon, then it wasn't written by him. It was written by his Tamidim because he was blind, so he couldn't write. So his Tamidim wrote that his Piskei Halacha. So whoever wrote it, somebody great wrote it, but Taisus writes, I don't think that's right. And Shulchan Aruch is quoted as a Suffolk. That's what our practice is that, let's say, if a person missed a day of Sfira, so we don't take the attitude of don't bother counting anymore because you blew it, like the Baal HaKadosh does. On the other hand, we're not comfortable telling them they can make a bracha because maybe Baal HaKadosh does is right, called the Dvar Dvar Kabbalah. So we treat it as a Sfeik in the Dina. That's what the Trim Sadeshin writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that's what our minig is. We treat that as a Sfeik in the Dina, and therefore we tell you continue to count, albeit without a bracha. Hear the bracha from somebody else if you can. So the Poskim write that, let's say, we're not sure you missed a day. What do you mean, not sure? The guy himself doesn't remember whether he counted. Or let's say he counted in a way that may or may not have been a good counting. Let's say, for example, he counted in the day and not at night. So the guy misses a Monday night of Sfira, but he remembers Tuesday morning after Shachar. So the Gabbai announced the day. Oh, yeah, I didn't count last night. So he counts in the daytime. So when he counts Tuesday in the morning, he can't make a brach because it's a Sfeika. Sfeika with his Yotzei. But when he continues to resume the count on Tuesday night, he can go back to making a brach. Why is it a Shtichel Sfeika? That maybe counting in the daytime is good enough. Even if the counting in the daytime is not good enough, maybe the Baal HaKadosh is not right. So that's what that minig is. That minig is that as long as there's some kind of a latest sophic, whether you missed a day or not, either Mitzias or Baal HaKadosh, so then when you resume counting, you can continue to go on. If you absolutely vada, Belishim sophic, missed an entire day, night, Lagamri, Yudin of Sfira, so then deference of Baal HaKadosh will tell you to continue to count, albeit without a bracha. There's a famous shaila that anyone ever goes to about mitzvah during Sfira. Someone probably heard this shtickle tar, this shtetl, about what's the din if a person counts Sfira Omer, but they weren't chayef to count at the time. They were potter min hadavar because they were a katan. So the kid is nizgaldo b'serach Sfira. So he counts all the days all along, and then he turns by mitzvah on day 22. So does he continue to count with the bracha or not? So that's a big machlekes. So the Mechas Chinuch says, yeah, and others say, no, big machlekes. I said, between, there are a lot of reasons to be making on the Shaila. I think the minig most people have is, as long as it's the Shaila that actually counted. If he didn't count, it's no better than an adult. Assuming that he counted, even though he was potter, the Chinuch, the Rabbanon, the Reis, the Trader, all the Lumdus, it's probably enough reason to assume that he can continue to count even with the Bracha. A lot of discussion around the famous psak that appears in Shulchan Aruch about Sfiras Omer, a very, very controversial psak. The most famous din in Sfiras Omer that most people say probably not even true. When somebody asks you where their Sfira is and you didn't count yet, so Shulchan Aruch quotes, you shouldn't say where day it is. Because if you say where day it is, then you can't count again. So the Achorim Yachorim knew where. The din is that if I do a mitzvah, and I do a mitzvah, let's say, for other reasons. I blow because I like the practicing for the instrument, practicing for the choir, or let's say I eat matzah because I like the taste. I'm doing mitzvahs for other reasons, not really the shei mitzvah. So it's a big machlekes in the Gemara and Rishon Shulchan Aruch, my yaitzeh, not yaitzeh. Then the Ran writes in Rosh Hashanah, Bemedim Amrum, there's a machlekes. That's if a guy just stam does a mitzvah without kavana hafucha. But if a guy is mamish kavana hafucha, he's having in mind not to be yaitzeh, so for sure he's not yaitzeh. That's what the Ran writes. Let's say a guy hears havdol and shul, let's say Shabbos. Then he goes home 10 minutes later and makes havdalah for his wife. So even though we hold that you shouldn't really make havdalah for your wife if you were yaitzeh already, because it could be women up to us from havdalah, the Ran says, nah, that's a joke. The Ran says, you weren't yaitzeh havdalah in shul because you had kavana hafucha. Every person who sits in shul, and has in mind, hini buchas min shul Allah tzeis. Well, most people don't think that way. So what do you mean kavana hafucha? Because it's understood. I know my wife's expecting me home in 10 minutes. I'm going to come home and tell her I heard havdalah already. So it's built in. It's like ilus and kavana hafucha. So the same is true by Sfiras Omer. A guy is standing with the Siddur open, he's about to count Sfiras Omer, and Nika Bubes is what night it is. So he says, tonight is the third night. Oh, no, you're Yotzei ready. Yotzei ready. I wasn't Yotzei. I didn't have in mind to be Yotzei. I had Kavana Fuch. I want to be Yotzei with a bracha. 2 minutes later, I had Kavana to be Yotzei. So the whole din is very, very shaky. Very, very, very shaky. Halacha. But somehow that came the minute. So the minute Yisrael is, and they ask you what night it is, tell them what last night was. Tell them last night was two. Tonight is three. Don't say tonight is three. Just say last night was two. And you don't want to get involved in the Shaila. But guy, Mamish said it, but you really can't make a bracha. It's very, very shaky. The whole thing is shaky. There's a further machlokes than that. It was discussed when a guy writes the letter. So it always happens to live boy, my guys. In the old days, we used to write letters. A guy writes a letter to, oh, today is a live boy, oh, gewalt. I just said it's the live boy. Can you be yaitzim it shabadi by the ksiva? Rabbi Kivay gives a whole pimple about that. It's ksiva kadiba, the people don't pick sovim. Does that then carry over to Shmir Samitzvahs also? So, no, if you're writing a letter, most guys never wrote a letter in your lives, but if some chance you decide to write a letter, like boy, so counts for you before you, or don't date the letter. Write at the top of your letter, yesterday was Lamed Beis Boimer, instead of writing today. Okay. Good. So in addition to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, there's another part of Shulchan Aruch about Sfira, which has nothing to do with Sfiras Omer, and nothing to do with the mitzvah Sfira. That's the Avedas of Sfiras Omer. So that's based on the Gemara, but not explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara in the sixth book of Yevamos tells the story about the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva who died tragically in a plague of Askira. And the Gemara says it happened Bein Pesach Letzeres. So it happened at this time of the year. So the Gaonim had a tradition that we observe of Samiktas Avelos in commemoration of those events, but it's not clear exactly which days this occurred, and somehow the day Lag BaOmer had something to do with either the end Lagamri, the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, or at least a break in the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and therefore there are different minhagim that developed in Klai Yisrael to have Miktas Avelos during these different times of Sfiras Omer. So the basic two minhagim, there are a few other permutations of the minhagim, but the two main minhagim are the first minhag and the second minhag. So the first minhag starts with the beginning of Sfira and goes to Lag BaOmer, and then comes Lag BaOmer and ends. The Svarim and Ashkenaz in part ways about whether you have to wait Lag BaOmer Advar B'chal not. So Shulchan Aruch says you have to wait till Lamed Aleph BaOmer to end the Avelos, and there are more rights. He said Miktas Kekulo on Lag BaOmer, so you can already start. In the morning of Lag BaOmer. There's a further machlokes whether you say Miktas Kekulo the night before or not. So there are different opinions about that. But that's the first minhag. The second minhag says you can do whatever you want until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until approximately Shlosh Mehagbala, beginning, end, middle, somewhere in that area of around a couple of days before Shavuos. So that's what's called the second days of Sfira, with a little bit of a break, with a get a green light on Lag BaOmer right smack in the middle. So again, different than minhagim in Klai Yisrael. What are included in these minhagim? So the basic minhagim that people refrain from, or they refrain from getting married, they refrain from getting haircuts. So there were different opinions in the later poskim, how far these minhagim go, what was included in those original minhagim. So the minhag of not getting married, so some of the poskim already in Shulchan Aruch describe not having bikudim and b'cholos and dancing and singing and all kind of partying, other things, even though it's not weddings proper, those kinds of things would be off limits. And this was a big contemporary issue about where music fits into this whole picture. Just stop listening to some tape music or something on your something or other on your device. Is that considered to be included in this minhag or not? So Rav Moshe was machmer in this. Rav Moshe writes the reason why he was machmer in this is because he held the ikaron that everyone should really follow the Rambam, never listen to music the whole year. The machlokes in the Rambam whether all music is off limits. So Rav Moshe held you shouldn't be listening to any music all year long, al tzeich l'mikdash, but most people are not knowing like that Rambam. Most people follow Tosfos that says as long as there's no drinking of wine together with the music, so it would be okay. So Rav Moshe writes, he thinks at least during Sfira, at least during the 3 weeks, at least certain times of the year, people should be up to ante, be a little bit more machmer. And others disagreed. Others said that we don't follow the Rambam. We don't follow the Rambam all year long. So Mechatei said we follow the Rambam during Sfira. So if you hold, you can listen to music tonight. You can listen to music during Sfira as well. So there were different minhagim about how far does that minhag go. Then the minhag about the spurs about getting haircuts was also a question. There's a very famous heter of the Rav, that the Rav understood that this minhag of not getting haircuts during Sfira was patterned after the Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent. And when it comes to Avelos of Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent, so the shear is actually go b'chavira. It's not that an of the whole year can't get a haircut. He has to wait until he looks messy. So the Rav said that when it comes to haircuts, a guy gets a haircut every year, the first place. So then 4 or 5 weeks past the Lag BaOmer, he's not going to be such a wreck. So that's where you wait, a couple of weeks, then comes Lag BaOmer, you're allowed to get a haircut. Let's say when it comes to shaving. So if a guy has a whole beard, it only goes 4 or 5 weeks without trimming the beard, it's not going to look so terrible. The guy shaves every day, after a couple of days, it looks like a mess. So he's going to reach the point of actually going to have a Rav. So that's what the Rav's famous kulu was. The guy shaves every day, you're allowed to shave during Sfira. Because you've already, after a few days, by the time by the time the last days of Yom Tov come, you're ready to look like a mess. So you've already reached the point of Achigabai Chaverev. And others disagreed. Others said that the minig of not shaving during Sfir was a minig Yisrael, not to shave. That's why such a halachic lomdish, a briska category of not shaving. You don't get a slum shave and finish Gemara. So that was the view that Rav Moshe took. So Rav Moshe held that didn't accept this kula of the Rav. Rav Moshe had other kulas. Rav Moshe said that if it's going to interfere with one's pride, also it's not mechuf to leave your job, you're not mechuf to suffer a great economic loss for this minig. Rav Moshe writes, the other minogim, the famous true Rav Moshe, not wearing a yarmulke, sometimes it's going to interfere with pernosos or whatever's going to be a big shasat chag. So you're not mechuyev to observe certain minhagim if they're going to interfere with financially, big shasat chaks. So Rav Moshe was making for certain professions. The guy can't look like a total schlep. So.
What should I do if he found his one way
of and he's invited to 16 weddings at the other time. Yeah, that's what everyone does now. Yeah. That's what I have this also. Yeah, everyone has that. So the minhag is you go to the other weddings. You don't have to shave the other weddings. Unless it's your own wedding, whatever, you know. So you go a little messy to the other wedding, but you should. Those who shave all the time, but those who don't shave, so then they go to the weddings, can dance at the weddings. The other guy's making a simple, can dance at his wedding. This is a very, very new phenomenon in Klal Yisrael that you have weddings. When I was a kid, it was unheard of. From the beginning of Sfirah to Lag BaOmer, there were no weddings. So now a lot of people get married in that week between. Between Pesach and Rosh Chodesh, and then all the weddings start up again. So the whole Sfirah Sarim, HaKol B'Kol, is 18 days from Rosh Chodesh year until Lag BaOmer. That's it. And within those 18 days, so some yeshivas chaper and some dinners in there also. As the caterer said, you have to have events. You can't close up shop for 50 days. So Sfirah got chopped in half in America over the last 20, 30 years. So Mamash knew from when I was a kid, I never ever remember going to a wedding during that kufa. Now I have two weddings. In the 4 days, I have two weddings during those days. Okay, anyway, I want you to get married. I wish I'm good. If you're not yet married, if someone asks you about Sfirah Sarim, tell them the Tzitzis and the Tzitzis. It's a school for good shit. Okay, good.